What would you recommend for people who want to become chaplains? You think they...
Well, the first thing you have to do, and I would say this without hesitation, if the chaplain is a married man, he must have the support of his wife. If he doesn't have the support of his wife, he can't do the job correctly, fully, let me put it that way. I shouldn't say correctly, but fully. He must have the support of his department. The chaplaincy, years ago we used to call it being a knife and fork chaplain. That's when you went to the dinners and, you know, you said grace before meals and you offered a benediction at the end of the evening, and that was that. But I learned, and I actually learned the hard way. It was right up the block here, and we lost Lieutenant Bobby Dayton in that fire. And up to that time, I had been, you know, I had expanded the office to where I went to the hospitals, and I visited the sick, and I officiated the funerals of the dead. But I had never encountered, for me, the devastation of losing a firefighter. I had never come across it. I hadn't been involved. And that day, turned me inside out, upside down, all around. I don't know truly if there's one word to explain it. I went through periods in that 72 hours where I still carry the picture of his wife looking at me through the storm door as I went to get her on North Dallas Avenue, and she was holding the baby.